So we start today with a planned briefing by the Health Minister, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, to explain the new white paper on the National Health Insurance Scheme. The scheme was first proposed back in 2010 and includes plans to allow anyone to go to any hospital under the scheme and have their medical care paid for by government. But over the years, very few details have emerged about how it's going to be paid for and what will happen to private hospitals and private medical aids. EWN's Barry Bateman's at that briefing on the line now from Tshwane. Barry, good afternoon to you. What new details from the minister about how the NHI will actually work?
Yeah, good afternoon, Stephen. Not many new details, Stephen. You know, we're getting the briefing that we've seen many times from the minister, firstly about how wonderful this particular scheme is, how it will provide this universal health care to every single South African, that they will do away with the various scales, you know, if you've got an emerald scheme as opposed to the diamond scheme, you know, the different levels of cover, the class distinction, this will all be done away with and will be covered by a full universal health care for every single South African. You know, perhaps what we did here, that was that you were talking about how this is going to be funded, talking about the incentives or the tax breaks that citizens and companies or medical aid schemes get to provide medical aid schemes to their employees. He talked about a figure of 20 billion rand. He says government is going to take that away from medical aid schemes and companies. That will be put into a central a fund or a pool that will be used to start providing this medical aid insurance cover to every South African.
So how is it actually going to be funded, Barry? How is this going to work?
See, well, we haven't actually got to those exact details. Yeah, so I've just touched on there that little pool of how it's going to be working. But, you know, he's talking about using the economies of scale and using the strong buying capability of the state to reduce the prices of not only the services, but, of course, pharmaceuticals and all the required medication. You know, changing the way, you know, he spoke about a radical change of the whole, or reorganization, rather, of the whole medical aid system or the medical system in the country. For example, if somebody's child is ill, you don't go straight to a pediatrician. You start with your GP. So, you know, that immediately reduces the cost. And once it becomes more manageable, you know, he says it costs about 850 rand to circumcise a child in the public health system, but in the private health system, it costs nearly 6,000 to 9,000 rand. He says these are areas that they'll attack where they'll be able to save money, and this will be able to spread the load across to all these people that they want to cover.
Barry, when the scheme is actually implemented, so what quality of care is he expecting that everyone will have access to? What does he think will happen?
Well, this is part of the introduction. You know, it'll be this wonderful care that everybody will, from the poorest of the poor up to your wealthy. Well, you know, we know the current system, you know, it's the wealthy people who've got great medical aid that get the top class in treatment in top class hospitals. Well, he says everyone, including the poorest of the poor, will be getting that same standard of treatment. He says it's absolutely unacceptable that the more money you've got, the better medical treatment you get. If somebody who is rich gets blood pressure problems and somebody who's poor gets blood pressure problems, it requires the same treatment. It shouldn't be that the rich person gets a better value of treatment as opposed to the poor person.
EWN's Barry Bateman there on the line from Tshwane. Barry, thank you very much indeed. More details from him in the EWN bulletins. You're with the Midday Report, 10 minutes after 12.